out at Jeremy House. A routine oil change turned into an unusual owl sighting. Police in Salem, New Hampshire say a mechanic popped the hood on a car this weekend and found an eastern screech owl sitting on the engine. The car owner has no idea how the bird got in there. Authorities think it was either seeking warmth or maybe chasing a mouse. It goes to a wildlife rehab center. More on these stories at townhall.com.
What does it take to be called the best of the North State? More importantly, what does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes a business ownership, management, and staff that work together to let their customers know that they're not just customers, they're family. Since 1982, Orchard Nutrition Center has held to that commitment. Their commitment to bring to you the best possible products at the lowest possible prices. To never buy closeouts, overstocks, outdated, improperly formulated, or otherwise stressed merchandise. To provide you with a trained professional staff to help you make the right product decisions for the health of you and your family. To listen, to respond, and to always say thank you. Because we realize that we're all in this together. What does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes you. Thank you. From everyone at Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Sitting on a bar stool, kind of short and kind of square, through the foam in his mustache, his voice fills the air. Talking about a state of mind, son. Talking about the state of Jefferson. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger's heavy load. It's a cattle on the hill. It's a range full of thrills. It's a way of life settles in your soul. In your soul, in your soul. A century of dreams, part of the loggers and the cowboys. Double cross, fire, sack, and set up. They cursed rough roads, hauling their loads, but they did their best to deliver them. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger's heavy load. It's a cattle on the hill. It's a race full of thrills. It's a way of life settles in your soul. In your soul, the beauty of the sunsets never gets old. The winding rivers are filled with gold, and the pine cans call its way. And the coast takes your breath away. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger's heavy load.
Heavy loads, we're all bearing the burden. Here in the territory of Jefferson, the 21 counties that have declared in the North State. Good morning to Jefferson State of Mind, folks. I'm here with my friend Terry Raposa. Terry, how you doing?
Good, Wynn. How are you? Hey, Bob Martin. How are you, my friend?
Hey, Terry. I'm great. Yourself?
Well, the fun never stops, as Mark Kent says.
That's right. And Wynn, good to see you.
You too, Bob. Thanks. And you got your hand ready for the buzzer, right? Because I'm sure Terry's going to be... having some good conversation this morning.
Oh, no. Not me.
No, it's the next show that I worry about.
Yeah, we anticipate that one. All right. Well, good morning, Jefferson. Just a few housekeeping notes. We just want to make sure everybody knows that there is no Sunday call. You know, the second and fourth Sunday calls that we have on the second and fourth Sundays of each month. We will not be having one on the 24th. Everybody enjoy your holidays with your family. Merry Christmas and all that good stuff. Happy Hanukkah. Feliz Navidad, all that other good stuff. But everybody, please enjoy your Christmas with your family. So we will not be having the Jefferson call on the 24th. And we will not be having our radio show on the 24th live. Anyway, there will be a pre-recorded show playing that date, as well as on December 31st. So we will not be on the air personally, physically, or live for the next 2 weeks. So I just wanted to give you guys a heads up on that. So, and then tomorrow night, we have our Jefferson meeting here in Shasta County in Redding at 3276 Pacelli Lane. And they start at 5:30. So come one, come all, come check it out, see what's going on, and hear what's really happening in Jefferson and what's really going on. And we also have at our Patriot meeting. Who's at the Patriot meeting this week? I drew a blank.
All of us. We're going to have a party. And we have lots and lots of food. Lots of food. Lots of food?
If you have an ugly Christmas sweater,
yes,
I suggest you wear it.
Yes, we're going to have contests.
It's
going to be really fun. That'll start at 6 o'clock. And it's going to be, you know, one of the things I'd like to do before we go any further is I'd like to thank Mike and Tammy Wanless and for putting up, getting the Christmas Carol program together.
Outstanding.
Oh, it was just great. It was so much fun. All the food that came in, you know, Chris and Julie Kellstrom, thank you for the weenies and all that good stuff and the food and the people who, if maybe Mike will call in or somebody will call in, because I don't remember who supplied the cookies and all that stuff, but they were excellent. I know because I've been on a sugar high for 3 days because I have them in my refrigerator. And also, Jan, thank you for bringing healthy crackers for us. We needed something healthy, and she brought something healthy.
To balance it out. Got to have a balance.
Yep. And so it was a great success. We had two nights. The play was absolutely fabulous. What a fun play. What a great cast. What a great time. I want to thank everybody who helped in that. And looking forward to the new year.
Also, I want to thank Dr. Pye for initiating the whole thing. So we're good with that.
Yeah. And so another thing I want to bring up is that, as Wynn was saying, we won't be on the air on New Year's Eve. We will not be on the air on Christmas Eve. Also, we will not be having a Patriot meeting. We will not be having a Patriot or Jefferson meeting, of course, on Monday, Christmas Day, and Monday, New Year's Day. So we won't have another Patriot meeting until, I believe, is it the 7th?
Yeah,
Bob, do you know?
I think that's what it is,
The 7th, is that Monday, or is that?
That would be the 8th.
January. The 8th is Monday. That'll be the next meeting that we have.
Yeah, January.
But we have some important stuff we want to talk about, and we want to make sure that people listen to this program. If they're not listening now, have your friends listen to the podcast. If you're out there and you can call somebody to have them listen to it on the computer, because we stream live. We do something that's called SPA at this particular station, which means that we simulcast, and of course we are on the internet, and that we also podcast, which is P, and then we also archive, which is A, and we just call it SPA. But the thing I really would like to say is we're going to start this program off with some very, very important things, very important information, and we are going to look forward to next year, because next year we're going to find out who has skin in the game. Have skin in the game?
Skin in the game, line in the sand. What's your bailiwick? What works for you?
Exactly.
We got to make sure that we're moving forward, and California's just giving us more garbage every day, so you really have to step back and understand what's really going on and find out which side of the fence you're on.
Well, and in the United States. And right now, we just had a phone call, but that person's going to call back. And we want to play something for you that's very, very important. This is Hammond Bundy, very recent, and it pertains to everything. And this is going to be sort of the theme of where we need to go from here. Hit it, Bob.
Okay, the sound may be a little low on this. I'm getting all of the volume out of it that I can, but we'll hope for the best and hope the processing will take care of any low levels you might experience here. But again, this is Ammon Bundy.
My point is, because I'm afraid that we're going to lose a touch of what's really happening, what really happened here. Because we have an unconstitutional land agency, a federal agency, and it's not just the land agencies, but I'm going to just stick to that. coming down inside the states and literally putting its people in fear and forcing the states into undue obedience, forcing us, the people, into undue obedience. And when we allow that to happen, and we don't hold them accountable, and we have no way to hold them accountable. And why? Why don't we have a way to hold Dan Love accountable? Why don't we have a way to hold these people accountable? Because they're outside of the authority that they're acting. They're usurping it. There's no way to hold them accountable. You can't vote them in, you can't vote them out. You can't defund them. You can't do anything with them because they're not supposed to be here. These lands and all of these issues are supposed to be handled on a county and a state level. And for them to come in and insert themselves and use force and intimidation to tax us to death and take it up to Washington, D.C., and then dangle it over our heads, saying that if you don't do this, we're not going to fund you. If you don't do that, we're not going to fund you. And if you do this, we will fund you. Completely controlling the people and literally forcing us into undue obedience. What do you think is going to happen when we go away from the founding principles that built this nation? What do you think is going to happen? This is what happens. And until we get back to the principles that are outlined in the Constitution, until we stand on those principles, we cannot be free. And it will happen over and over again. And I guarantee it's happening in the Department of Justice, in the FBI, in the Department of Education, in every department of the federal government, because there is no accountability. And we can't make them accountable. But on a county level, we can get them out. On a state level, we can hold them accountable. And that's the issue here, and we cannot lose sight of that. It's not that we go to Washington, D.C. and, boy, we reprimand the BLM. Boy, we got to straighten them out to make sure they follow their procedures and regulations and their statutes right. No, it's that they should not be in our states, period. And as long as they are, we're in danger. As long as they are, we can't use our lands and resources, and it'll throw us completely into poverty. You cannot live without the land. You cannot survive without the water. And they have deliberately and intentionally and deceptively over years, over decades, taken the land, taken the water and the resources and the minerals away from the people. Until we wonder why we're all struggling to make a living. We have to wake up. We have to get back to those principles that keep us free and keep us happy. And keep us prosperous. We have to. I don't want to leave this country. I want to stay right here. I love this land. I love this people. I love freedom. But unless we insist and enforce the principles that are found in the Constitution, and that the principles that we built this nation upon, unless we enforce those principles, we cannot be free, and my children will not be able to even enjoy what I've enjoyed. And that's not good enough for me. I do not want my sons to struggle to feed their families because some federal government is in business for themselves. I want my grandchildren to enjoy the freedom that my grandparents enjoyed. And they cannot do that if they can't go out on the land and produce. They cannot do that if everything they make goes to the federal government in taxes or any government. They should be able to keep the fruits of their labors and give it to their children and provide for their wives and build homes and not in debt.
Okay, well, you know, that's exactly what is going on. He makes so many good points. In the Record Searchlight today, Sally and Janet Chandler and Jim Gibson had letters that were published. I would suggest everybody read those letters. I would also like it, you folks, go ahead and call in at 605-4567, 605-4567, with whatever you want to say and whatever your thought is of what Hammond just said. But I want to bring up a few quick points. He's so right. The BLM, we cannot vote them out. We can't defund them. It isn't that we have to fix them. They're not supposed to be there. What's my proof? What's my reference? The Constitution of the United States. Article 1, Section 8, Clause 17. The only legislation in all cases is not to exceed 10 square miles. And that's at the session of the particular states. That's at the pleasure of the states. The government can erect forts, ports, and magazines, and dockyards, and other needful buildings at what? The pleasure of the states. You see, as we go on here and we allow BLM to exist, they should not exist. They shouldn't exist. For that matter, the FBI should not exist. We are looking at a situation in the United States of America where we are losing our liberty and our freedom. We're losing our God-given rights. California, first in the number of welfare recipients. One-third of all welfare recipients come from California. California has the highest poverty rate. California has the highest state income taxes. California has the highest gas taxes in the nation. California has the highest state sales taxes. California has the highest budget deficit. California has the highest unfunded state pensions. We're the worst state in the United States to do business, and we're last in education. And on top of that, we just declared ourselves a sanctuary state, and most of the people that are in our legislative body on the left side of the aisle are looking at CalExit and making their own country and leaving the United States. Secession, sedition. We levy fire taxes that we call fees. We impose agency regulations that drive jobs and businesses out of the state. We raise the taxes. We make unconstitutional and illegal agreements. We refuse to spend the money allocated, bond money, on repairs and maintenance on the Oroville Dam, while using that money to drill for oil on the governor's property. We have an ex-Senate pro tem, De Leon, who says it's okay if you have a license that's illegal. It's okay if you have a Social Security number that isn't yours, because if you could be sent back to Mexico. I mean, really? How much longer do we take this? What is your line in the sand? If you're out there in a county in Jefferson right now, in the 23 counties, and I'll say 23 because Mariposa and Stanislaus are working their butt off. We have alliances in those counties where folks are working together. We need a radio program like this in every single county. And every single county on those radio programs, if you can do it, should have SPA, very easy to remember. You should be able to stream live. You should be able to have a podcast, and you should be able to archive. Time has really come to get moving and get serious about what we're doing. We need to get serious. The other thing we'll talk about when we get back from a break is let's talk about the moral majority. Let's talk about your church. Let's talk about your pastor. Is it time to stand up in your church and say, wait, stop everything? Aren't these rights we have God given? Isn't the authority of God the recognized position in this country anymore? Why are we afraid to offend anybody? What? We have to obey? We have to obey illegal laws? We have to obey the heathenistic position of the state of California and our government? Did we have to obey Obama? Do we have to obey those things? Do we? Whose laws rule here? Maybe ask yourself that question. Whose laws rule? Because really and truly, if we have to do what the president and the government tells us to do, and it's against God's laws, and if we don't do that, if we don't obey them, it's a sin. Oh, well, let's see. How about Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego? They told Nebuchadnezzar, pound sand, baby. Pound sand. You know why? Because we're not going to kneel down in front of that golden statue. No, 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 no. We obey our God, not you. And he was the ruler of the world. Let's get this straight. Let's quit being wimps. No more Elmer Melt Toast. Probably should go to a break. Time has come.
For 51. daddy didn't like trouble, but if it came along, everyone that knew him knew which side that he'd be on. He never was a hero for this county's shining light, but you could always find him standing up for what he thought was right. He'd say, you've got to stand for something, or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right, and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something, or you'll fall for anything.
When I turned 18, I couldn't wait to vote. After all, voting is a privilege for all Americans, right? Then I did the math. Did you know that the northern third of California only has 3 out of 80 seats in the Assembly and 3 out of 40 seats in the Senate? Northern California has no representation, and my vote doesn't count. Splitting from California and forming the state of Jefferson is the only remedy. Please visit SOJ51.net for more information. Please donate now to help restore representation.
This is Mayor of Anderson, Baron Browning, wishing my nephews, Tyler and Austin Nelson, and all of the troops, both home and abroad, a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. As a Marine Corps veteran, I want to thank you personally for your service to our great country.
This Veterans Holiday Salute brought to you by Simpson University, Powerhouse Solar, Orchard Nutrition, and Dan's Optical.
Black Bear Diner was started by a couple of hungry guys with a big dream. That dream? Good old-fashioned family food with great service. Like the classic volcano breakfast. Secret recipes, sweet cream pancakes, hickory smoked bacon, sausage, and fresh cracked eggs. Served day or night at over 100 Black Bear Diner locations. Feeding all you hungry bears out there makes us so proud.
Here's your breakfast for dinner. No more coffee?
Thanks, Rosie. I'm sorry. Pancakes at sunset make me a little emotional.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
During this holiday season, Powerhouse Solar is proud to salute our troops. Hi, this is Bruce Blake, owner of Powerhouse Solar. This is a difficult season to be away from family and friends, and we at Powerhouse Solar appreciate all you do for our country. Merry Christmas from all of us at Powerhouse Solar.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Don't forget, son, there is someone up above. In this simple kind of thing, will be something you love and
Lynyrd Skynyrd on a Sunday morning. Man.
Sally, I know you're rocking out, honey. I know you're sitting in front of that computer moving your head to the music. I know that.
All right, so we have a beautiful caller on
the
line.
We do.
We would like to say good morning, Janet. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
Good. Well, welcome aboard. What's happening?
Well, I had the pleasure of attending the Board of Supervisors meeting on Tuesday, and it sounds like a couple of them are running for office.
Really? Why? Are
they
making promises?
They actually listened to us, sort of.
And they're making promises that they won't keep?
Probably, yeah.
Oh.
But we were there to talk about the law. We wanted them to understand that they are in a very tight position. In 1787, the states of our country got together and formed the Constitution, and the states ceded to the federal government certain powers, and of course, one of those powers is the power of naturalization and immigration. And it says very clearly that the federal government has control over that issue. And even in the California Constitution, in Article 3, Section 1, it says that the state of California will abide by that federal constitution. So all of those laws that have been passed by the federal government concerning immigration and naturalization have to be abided by the states. They have no choice. So for the state of California to say that they are going to ignore federal law, and I think they drag out the 10th Amendment and say, well, it's a state right to do that. No. No, not when federal law has precedence, which it does. The Supremacy Clause makes that clear. So I hope that the Board of Supervisors understands that they have no choice but to go with federal law. It doesn't matter what the state says, because if the state violates federal law, then that law is null and void, and the Board of Supervisors cannot ignore federal law. And I expect them to... Well, as they said, we'll send a strongly worded letter. I guess that's the best we can expect,
but at
least it is something.
Well, you know, you're right.
Who are they sending the strongly worded letter to? The sovereign
to the state.
Oh, not to the sovereign citizens of Shasta County?
No, that's what they always do. They send a strongly worded letter.
To the legislative body of California. You know, you make so many good points, and you're so right. I mean, it's Article 1, Section 8, Clause 4, as you stated, which was a great job, Janet, in front of the Board of Supervisors. You were marvelous. You and Sally were really the spearhead of that whole meeting. The other thing, you know, that you brought up that is just amazing to me is the look on the boards of supervisors' faces and our attorney. That just amazed me on the misunderstanding of even how the Constitution works. Maybe the misunderstanding of how, or not the ignorance of how this whole thing works. When the states got together...
The attorney for the county.
Of the county, yeah.
Okay, you said our attorney. I want to make that very
clear. Well, our
clear.
Attorney of the county. You're
okay,
right,
okay.
Not our
Let's
attorney.
Make sure we're clear.
Good point, my friend. Very good point. Thank you. Wynn's kind of keeping me calm here today. Thank you, brother.
You're on a roll.
Well, the thing is that, and Wynn's right, this is the county attorney of Shasta County. They don't even have a clue. I mean, the states got together and formed the federal government. We, the people, formed the federal government. We gave them things we wanted them to do.
And this is one of them.
Yes. And if we don't want them to do it, that's when we have an amendment to the Constitution. They didn't even understand that. But
we must remember
unbelievable.
That county council attorney went to law school and studied constitutional law, which means he studied precedent.
Oh, my gosh.
He did not study the Constitution.
That's
he
right.
He just studied court cases.
That's right. And you're absolutely correct, Janet. You nailed that. Say that again. You nailed it. Go ahead. Say that again. That's perfect.
Oh, when you study constitutional law in law school, you don't study the Constitution. You study about the Constitution. You study precedent cases that have taken place. So it's like giving a kiss to your wife by hugging the doll between you and your wife.
You know, that's well put in Why is that?
I have a question. Why is that? If they're an attorney who is supposed to uphold the law and work with the laws of the land, why aren't they
because
using...
Because the courts are ruled by the Bar Association, and the Bar Association is not a governmental agency that has to abide by the Constitution.
Kind of like the BLM.
Yeah.
And the FBI.
These are supra-governmental organizations.
Sounds like that's where the problem
is. Yeah, like CARB is incorporated in Delaware. It really has no obligations to the state of California.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And the crazy thing is that our county attorney's thought process is the 10th Amendment gives leeway for the state to do whatever they want to do, which is
right.
Just
and this
unbelievable.
Clearly
unbelievable.
Does not apply. The Supremacy Clause says we've turned this issue over to the federal government.
Amen.
And we have to abide by what they say.
So do you think that the county attorney went back and did a little homework and is trying to figure this out to, you know, give the recommendation to the board? Because I'm assuming, not having been there, I wasn't at the meeting, but he's going to come back with a recommendation and the board's going to take action on that recommendation. Is that what's going to happen?
Well, if you look at what the county attorney said, and I have a printout of what his speech was, in essence, his thinking, he's citing court precedent. He's not talking about the Constitution. He's talking about court precedent and cases that have been before the court on other issues. So there he is, all tied up with what somebody said rather than what actually is in the Constitution.
Right, and that's well put, my dear. I mean, that's great. We're going to have to get to Round Mountain Bob, hon. If you want to stay with us and listen, that's great. And stay
hang
with
up
us
and go back to my computer where I can hear it really well.
Hey, Janet, thank you so much for what you do. And folks, Janet Chandler is one of those people, by golly girl, somewhere we've got to get you to be in office somewhere. I'm just going to say it flat out. You are an absolute patriot. Your husband is a wonderful patriot. Very, very well versed on everything.
One comment I did want to make. I noticed that Steve Morgan made some comments before the public comments were made, and he didn't seem like he was going along with this issue much at all. And then after the people had spoken, he came back and was reiterating what the public comments had just said in favor of getting rid of the sanctuary state. So we swayed him.
Were you surprised?
No.
Nice.
No, like a reed in the wind. Blows whichever way the wind's coming from.
There you go.
I love you. Great. Thank you, my dear.
Thanks, Jen.
Okay, I will see everybody tomorrow.
Sounds good.
Thank you.
Happy Sunday.
Hey, same
Happy
to you.
Sunday.
Bye-bye. Now we're off to Round Mountain Bob.
Round Mountain, buddy.
Bob, how you doing?
Hey, good morning, fellas. Glad to hear you. Glad to hear Miss Janet Chandler. She is unreal. What her and Harold know about the government and the Constitution. But, you know, in the beginning of our show every week, we talk about God. We talk about preachers preaching not only the Bible, but what's going on in our country. And I got to stand up and say that I have a minister. His name is Terry Oxley, and he's in Bella Vista. And this man don't only preach the Bible, he allows us to get up, talk about Jefferson, talk about the United States, talk about the government. I mean, we do things in this church I haven't done since I've been 10 years old.
And should be done. And should be
done. And it should be done.
That's
You're right.
Right. And you know
it
that's...
It should be done.
And that's what people have to do. You know... At what point are we just going to stand up? I mean, let's see. We've got Neighborhood Church. We've got Bethel. We've got, we have got Little Country Church.
Right.
And, you know, at what point does somebody just stand up and say, wait just a second, hold it a minute. Do we see what's going on with our country? Do we see what's happening here? Are we going to talk about that? Are we going to bring this up? Are we going to stand as a group of people and say, no, wait, we're not going to do this. We're not going to abide by godless laws. We're not going to allow criminals to be out on the street doing stuff. We're not going to allow laws to be passed that can hurt our children. We're not going to allow our rights to be taken from us. We're not going to allow that.
Well, so, not only that, I get to most Sundays get up and speak about Jefferson or anything important that is going on that I know of in the government. And this church stands, we... want to do our best to take our city and county government, instead of making them a full-time thing like they are, making them like the Constitution says, a part-time deal, pay them X amount, get rid of all this retirement, get rid of all this extra benefit stuff they get, and all their businesses are doing good because they have all the inside information. You know, this is baloney.
Well, you're right, and we do have another caller, Bob, so we're going to have to go, my friend.
You bet.
But
you have a good one.
You too, but you're right about Terry Oxley, and you're right about that church. And, folks, you know, people need to stand up in their churches. You need to stand up. It's time. Have you ever seen The Patriot? Stand up.
All churches, Catholic, Lutheran, Mormon.
All of them.
All of them. Yeah,
it
doesn't matter the denomination. Everybody has a responsibility as a moral citizen to make sure that you're doing what you need to do for your civil liberties and the civil liberties of your fellow patriots that are standing right beside you. You need to protect them.
That's right. Stand up during that sermon in your mass. Stand up there if you're at your stake, if you're a Mormon. Stand up. Stand up for God's law. Stand up.
Yes.
Okay? Quit being... we had one gentleman down in Colusa County who went to his church. As he went to his church, he talked to folks, and they, well, you know, we just don't want to ruffle the feathers of anyone. We're afraid of losing what we have. Coward.
Well, and the thing is, too, if they cite that they're afraid of losing their 501c3,
right,
let them know this fact. There has not been one church in the entire country that has ever lost their 501c3 for speaking up like this. Not one. So, and if they do, guess what? More power to you. If that happens, don't you think there would be a rally cry by all the sovereign citizens of Jefferson? Abso-friggin-lutely. We would be there in a heartbeat. So, push the envelope. Make it happen. And step outside the box and find out what real patriotism's all about.
That's right, Wynn. You nailed it right on the head there, sir, like you always do. And that's the thing. Hey, if you're a pastor out there, or you talk to your pastor, he doesn't have First Amendment rights. Hmm?
Absolutely,
and
he does.
And also, maybe he ought to ask himself, where do our rights come from?
Hmm.
Where does life, liberty, and property, and the rights to that, where does that come from? Does that come from man, or does that come from God? If they're inalienable rights, they come from God, don't they?
And they should know that.
So if you believe in inalienable rights,
yep,
and you don't believe in God, then man can take away anything you want.
And he shouldn't be pastoring a church, if that's the case.
We have Gary Holohan on the line. Buddy, you there?
Good morning.
Good morning,
Merry
Gary.
Christmas to you all.
Merry Christmas to you too, Gary.
All right, since we're all on a rant...
You gonna join it?
We are a family. I think that we ought to address by name since we're all in the family. So we have the Feckless 5000. That's who you're talking to, is the Feckless 5000, who want Redding to be the cannabis capital of Northern California, probably all of Northern California. The Feckless 5000 want crime in the state. The Feckless 5000 are happy with paying the increase in gasoline tax, which is already happening, the new one starting January 1, and the increased vehicle registration. They're all happy with that. They want to do that. That's the Feckless 5000. That's who you're speaking to.
Now, those Feckless 5000, what are they going to do when they run out of money? Because they're not going to... Are they going to go to other people's money? I mean, Margaret Thatcher quoted it quite well, you know.
What I'm saying, the Feckless 5000 will not stand up for anything.
But they'll stand in line with their hand out.
That's it. And that includes the politicians. That's ongoing. We know they are feckless, but there's life is too good for them. They're happy with their 100 channels, their pizza, and their beer. So they want all of this that's that's happening. And that's the way we need to address them, as that's what you want.
Okay.
Otherwise, do something. And I don't mean just maybe just a call-in, but do something, and nobody is doing it.
Well, there are a lot. In fact, I can think of a couple. Lou Manor in Colusa, what a great patriot he is. Dave in Tuolumne County, Leah in Calaveras County, Mark Whitehead in Calaveras County, Monty and Patsy Carter in Glenn County, Gary Hollihan in Shasta County. There's a million people that are doing stuff. The thing is, we have to start concentrating on what we have and not what we don't have. We have to start concentrating on all those great people that are doing something and bringing more great people in. And Gary, my friend, professor, we appreciate you, buddy. We've got Mark Baird on the line.
Okay, go.
Thank you, Gary.
See you tomorrow night, Gary. Thank you. Good morning, Mark. How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing pretty good. How are you guys doing? I'm recovering anyway.
All right. Well, that's good. Recovery is always a good thing.
Have you been listening?
Yeah, I've been listening. In fact, I just wanted to make one short statement and then let you guys have at it. I've been listening this morning, and I was thinking to myself, the students have become the master. I mean, you guys are tearing them up today, and I just thought it was great to listen to, and, Janet calling in, and the Feckless 5000, I love that. In Siskiyou County, we call them the 40 Thieves. And I think every county has their Feckless 5000, or in some sparsely populated counties, the Feckless 5. But it amounts to the same thing. And remember, one of the founding fathers said, liberty must be protected at all hazards. You have a right to it derived from your maker. That's it. I listened to Ammon Bundy this morning, and he's right. We're right about all of this. These people have no legitimate place, and we have to ask ourselves, what is the legitimate role of government? What is the legitimate role of government in our lives? Is it to tell you every step you may take and every breath you may take and how much and where and when? Is it to tell you that you may not purchase ammunition without a permit and a background check from another guy that had to pay for a permit and a background check, and the amount of ammunition will be reported to the state? In other words, is the state that was created by the people, quote, grateful to Almighty God for our freedom, that to secure and perpetuate its blessings, we establish this Constitution? Is it the proper role of that government for an ammunition seller to report how much ammunition you buy? Is that really the proper role of government? Is it the proper role of government to teach kindergartners about the transgender lifestyle? Is it the proper role of government to say to you that you will not have gasoline combustion engine cars by 2040? Is it the proper role of government to institute schemes with other foreign powers in violation of Article 10, Section 1, Clause 3? Is it the proper role of government to determine where God is in your life and where God is in your schools and where God is in your celebrations and your town nativity scenes? Is it the proper role of government to dissolve our national borders in this state only, and just dissolve the national borders and have 25% of all illegals living here, and then vote for millions and millions, if not billions of dollars, in increased Medicaid so that all of the people who broke the law to come here will have Medicaid at your expense? Is that the proper role of government? And if the answer to that's no, which, I don't want to call me crazy, but certainly to me it seems like the answer is no, just prima facie evidence says no, then what do we do? And the answer is, we do something instead of nothing. And what do? We try to reason with the state, and they won't listen, and we know, because we've tried by submitting 21 declarations to withdraw and didn't get one single response. We're suing them now. They're trying not to respond to the lawsuit. So really, what is the proper response of the people who formed this government to secure and perpetuate our freedom? And that is to form a separate government, separate from the state of California, and we're going to call that the state of Jefferson, because that's what it's going to be, and then we institute government more favorable to the public good, where we ensure and enshrine liberty, where we limit government strictly and narrowly to certain defined powers. Any of that sound familiar? Powers of the government should be narrow and defined, and they should not be largesse and broad and undefined and ill-defined. They should not allow for politicians who are obviously self-interested to just do whatever they want. That's what the state of Jefferson represents. It represents the protection of liberty at all hazards, because without liberty, nothing else matters. Without liberty, you're not going to be allowed to keep the money, and we can see that. Without liberty, you are subjects to the oligarchy that we call government. Without liberty, you're subjects to the monarchy of the mob in pure democracy. What's the difference between a monarchy and pure democracy? In monarchy, you have one king, and in pure democracy, you have 50% plus one vote, and they're your king. And they will dictate to you whatever they want because they can. And do you have any defense against that, as Ammon points out? And the answer to that's no, because they shouldn't be there to start with. There are no constitutional protections against agencies that have no place in constitutional
Amen.
Law. Amen. So that's where we are. But anyways, I think you guys are doing a great job. Kick their tail today.
Well, Mark, you know, you hit something on the head. You hit a nail on the head. You always do. That was great, Kemosabe. I'm sure that Sally's going to have this in sound bites. But it was just absolutely great. You know, when you stop and think about churches, pastors, hear us. Stand up. Okay? Here's the deal. As Mark said, we can't have nativity scenes. We can't pray in school. Our kids are having their religious freedom abridged, taken away from them. And you allow it. You allow it. People stand up and say that you're not going to allow that anymore. Is that what Jesus did? No. He went into the temple. That's right. Didn't he talk to all those guys and say, hey, guys, I really don't want you in here doing this? No. He went in with a whip. He went in with a whip. And he drove them out. You've got to have your pastor show some courage. We need to go off to a quick break. Time has come.
For 51.
Country road, take me home to the place I belong, West Virginia, Mountain Mama, take me home, country road.
Did you know that Article 4, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution lays out the framework for the state of Jefferson's plan to split California? A state can be formed from the land within another state if the state legislature and Congress approve it with a simple majority vote. 51% is all it takes. Your vote doesn't count in Northern California. California is broken, and the time has come for 51. Please visit SOJ51.net and donate now to show your support.
A movie, a party, an experience. This December 17th at the Cascade Theater, starting at 6 p.m., music with Linda Bott and her Jingle Elves, with Cleveland Bonet, Bruce Kahlen, and Joe Larson, playing your favorite Christmas songs in the lobby before the classic movie begins, Miracle on 34th Street. The night begins with good old-fashioned fun, themed drinks for all ages, and an ugly sweater contest, and more. You may even win a beautiful piece of jewelry donated by Devon's Jewelers. There will be a visit from Santa, plus other surprises. Come join us at the Cascade Theater for a classic and fun Christmas event. On the Cascade's big screen, it's Miracle on 34th Street.
Since the United States government declares this man to be Santa Claus, this court will not dispute it. Case dismissed.
Music, dancing, and more, December 17th at the Cascade Theater, beginning at 6 p.m.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
The McConnell Foundation wishes all active military, their families, and our local veterans who have served happy holidays. This is Shannon Phillips, Vice President of Operations for the McConnell Foundation. This time of year, Americans are serving our nation in places far from home, as they have every holiday season in our country's history. Let's remember as a community the sacrifices our men and women in uniform have made and will continue to make. The McConnell Foundation salutes our active duty and veterans by wishing you happy holidays.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Moved my family away from my Carolina home. Had dreams about the West and started to roam. 6 long months on a dust-covered trail. They say heaven's at the end, but so far it's been hell. And there's fire on the mountain, lightning in the air. Rolling them hills and it's waiting for me there.
Fire on the Mountain. Hey, the Marshall Tucker Band. Fire on the Mountain, that's all of California. It's on fire. All right, we got a caller on the line. Hey, Andrew, how you doing, Andrew?
Good morning, gentlemen and patriots. Hey, I don't know if you all remember, but Trump has paved the way in many ways for the churches to speak out again. Through executive action, nullified or won't pay attention to the Johnson Amendment, which was put into place by LBJ, a sitting senator in the mid-50s, regarding taxation and politics and on the pulpit. He says that is now null and void at this point in time. It should have been done through Congress, I agree, but that's paved the way for the preacher with a musket in one hand and a Bible in the other. And I say a day of reckoning is here.
I agree with you. You know, and you're absolutely right about that. Thank you, Andrew. You know, he's right about that. He has just nailed it on the head, okay? You need to call out your pastors to stand up. Jesus didn't drive out the money changers with giving them cookies and cupcakes.
That's right.
We need to start standing up. You bet, Andrew. We've got to go to Nick here. Hey, buddy, how are you?
Good morning, Nick.
I'm terrific. This is another episode of your dead skunk in the middle of the road, California.
There you go.
Hey, yeah. Governor Jerry Brown just signed AB 450 by Chi from San Francisco. And what it states is that the employer, the owner of a business, may not give permission to an immigration official unless he has a warrant to come in and check his employees. You know, I've got a friend that has a restaurant, and I was up there the other day, and they all speak Hispanic back there. And I asked him on the QT, I said, are all these guys legal? He said, oh, yeah. He says, I checked my papers. These guys are all legal. So if they come in and just say, hey, you know, I'd like to check these out, and he gives them permission, he can be fined $2,000 to $5,000 just for giving them permission. That's the first violation. The second violation is $5,000 to $10,000 just to give them permission to go in and make sure that these are not illegal immigrants. But it gets even better. If they come in and want to check his paperwork, and the employer has, I think it's just 72 hours, to tell his employees in their own language that the paperwork was checked. Otherwise, he's liable for the same fines.
I know what paperwork he should allow them to check, I can tell you that.
Oh, boy, I'll tell you what, it's getting to smell the way California
is. That's exactly right.
It's just ridiculous, and it just goes on and on and on, and I just wanted to bring your attention to the fact that California is really starting to smell.
You know, Nick, I know that you and Signe and your beautiful wife, boy, I'll tell you, what a woman of faith she is. You know, I know you guys go to Terry Oxley's church, and Terry Oxley has been a guy who's been standing up. He should have hundreds and hundreds of people at his congregation. You know, maybe we all ought to start visiting other churches. I mean, we need to start standing. We need to start standing. And the churches have been the problem. The churches have been the problem in the fact that they won't stand up against a tyrannical position, as they did during the Revolutionary War. The parsons and the pastors led the militias.
Signe and I went from church to church. I think we probably tried close to 8 churches before we landed there.
There you go.
And you've got to seek out the one that fits you. And if you're independent-minded, Terry's church fits us just fine.
I think that you have to go to every church and make sure that that particular church is standing up for the rights that God gave us. That's what I think. I think every church should, whether you're Catholic, whether you're a Mormon, whether you're Jewish, whether you're
Lutheran,
non-denominational Lutheran, whatever it is.
Yep.
Everybody needs to go in and stand up in that church and say, hey, wait, are you afraid of losing your 501c3?
You know, one thing I've learned in life is if you don't stand up for yourself, nobody else is going to.
Amen, brother. Yep.
Okay.
And, you know, it's time to speak up. Thank you for having me on.
You're welcome. Thank you, Nick, for calling. We appreciate it. All right. Looks like we're winding down.
Yeah, I think so. And time has come.
For 51.
Hey, CA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill that we have to pay? It's not our bill. We had no say. You don't serve us. Serve LA. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
KCNR Shasta Redding.
Go up. People are going to see their wages go up. That's what this is all about.
That's Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin. He was a guest on CBS TV.